Well, guys, good evening. As you grab your seat, grab your copy of God's Word and go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hey, before I get started, I just want to remind everybody that we have kicked off. I know we just sort of finished up our season with Operation Christmas Child, and Megan sent out an email today that said somewhere in the neighborhood of almost 600 boxes. Where's Megan? Is she in here? There she is. Was it 600 boxes from here almost? From Eastwood. Total, 525 boxes from Eastwood, man. That's so cool. But I imagine that's 600, you know, preacher speak, right? That's 600 preacher speak. So we just kind of wrap that up. But now we're going to just keep in mind, guys, that that's the sort of the Christmas outreach, one of the things that we do to take the gospel around the world. But don't forget that we also have a community ministry that we do right here called Affordable Christmas that looks to take the gospel to our neighbors, that actually folks come in and get to shop there at South Campus. And so just want to put that before you. This year, my wife, Christy Simpson, and then Paul Myers are directing that, overseeing that. They met today at South Campus and kind of got some totals. We thought we had a big group last year. We had about 160 children that were shopped for at South Campus last year. And the initial numbers came in, and I thought, man, we're going to have about half that. And then I pulled up the numbers today, and no, we've got 180 kids being shopped for at South Campus, okay? That's like 1,200 gifts that we're going to need, all right? And that's where you get to come in. So I don't want to miss this opportunity to say to you, it's a really good way for you to provide and to partner with a family. This is not a giveaway. Just so you know, Affordable Christmas is not a gift giveaway, all right? Those parents that come in get to shop, and they will pay a reduced price for their children's toys. And so we just want to make sure that you're aware of that. We need your help. If you you say, I don't know what to get. Well, it's something for kids all the way from birth all the way up to high school, okay? That'll be shopped for, boys, girls, both. We need something for all ages. Or you say, you know what, how about if I just donate money? Well, that'd be fine as well. You can donate that and just designate that to Affordable Christmas, okay? And that'll get taken and used and shopped. And it's so fun on the shopping day. I mean, if you've ever went shopping for something like that, you come out with a van load, literally van loads, trailer loads of presents and gifts. And so just want to put that on your mind, all right? All right, very good. It's so good to be with you guys and see everybody. You know, it's one of the joys, really. We get to do this four times a year as a One Church celebration, and then you get the picnic, and you get a few other things as well throughout the year. And so it's always good to come together and to see familiar faces and to just be reminded that the kingdom of God is bigger, of course, and that Eastwood is bigger than just our local congregations, our local campuses. And so it's so good to be together tonight with you. You know, when I think about parties, I wonder how big the party's going to be New Year's Eve of 2021. Just getting ready for that new year, right? Our 2020, New Year's of 2020, heading into January 1 of 2021. They might not be big in number, right? Hashtag social distancing. But I bet they're going to be big in enthusiasm, because there have been a lot of firsts here in 2020 that we never want to experience again. Amen? Amen. Sounds like we're getting ready to experience a few more of those retreads as far as that goes here in the next few weeks. But nevertheless, folks are ready to sanitize their hands of 2020. But if we're going to be real, 2020's not been all bad, has it? I mean, God's promised us that even in the midst of bad, God even takes those bad things and He works all things to the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. One of the biggest goods that to think about this year that's really just solidified in my heart, and I hope that's solidified in yours, as I've talked to a lot of you, it has. You've talked about the same thing with me. That's come out of 2020. One of the biggest goods that I've seen come out of it is the rock solid, indisputable truth that the gathered local church of Jesus Christ is absolutely essential. Amen? Absolutely essential. There are a lot of words and phrases that have come into our parlance here in 2020. And then, of course, words and phrases that have taken on new meanings. Meanings like essential, or words like essential and non-essential. They're not new words, but they've taken on new meaning here in 2020. We talked about it a lot back from March to May. And those businesses, those organizations that are life-sustaining, we categorized as essential. Things like pharmacies, things like groceries, things like banks, they would be open, they would stay open. But then things that were considered non-essential, like clothing stores, florists, car dealers, places of entertainment like movie theaters, they would be closed because they're not life-sustaining. And if you remember back, churches closed as well, didn't they? But guys, listen to me. Don't let that shape how we think about the church, right? Because it is essential. It is essential. For 10 Sundays, think about that, back in March through May, 2.5 months, most of the churches in our areas, they shut down. And during those 10 Sundays, praise God, we were able to get creative. We live streamed, we did virtual groups, we held drive-in services, we did all sorts of things. And they were all good. In fact, they were very good given the situation. But in the end, as I've talked to folks, if we're going to be honest, those things left us wanting. Those things left us yearning for more. Right? We longed to gather together again. They weren't bad. They were good. But they weren't God's best for us. And it confirmed in my heart, and I hope it confirmed it in yours as well, what we already knew from the Word of God, that the gathered church, the local church of Jesus Christ, is essential. We knew this already from Revelation, from the Bible, right here in the Word of God. But through that experience, we know it from experiential knowledge. We have lived through it and felt that angst in our heart when we couldn't gather together when we wanted to. I pray it was the wake-up call that we needed, because oftentimes we take church for granted and we don't know what we've got until it's gone. And that was one of those things we experienced. We didn't know what we had, it seemed like, until it was gone. Because before this, if you were to read leadership magazines and articles and blogs, the gurus of the church world said that the online church is the future for the church. And what this has done, in my opinion, this past year, has taken that notion and beat it in the head. It's over with. It's done. Now, don't get me wrong. I praise God for all of the ways this virtual singing, the preaching, the Bible study, all those things. And those things are going to be a part of the future of the church. But they will not be the future of the church. The church will always be primarily a flesh and blood in person entity, because the church of God is made up of flesh and blood people who need each other and long for community. And now more than ever, we need to hear this. We need to grasp this. That's why God instructs us. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25 tells us this. It says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as we see the day drawing near." Beloved, what that says is that every single one of us who has confessed our hope in Jesus Christ, we're to hold fast the hope without wavering, without flinching, without swerving. But our text here reminds us that that is not a solo project. It's a community project. It's a one another effort. We're essential to one another. And so I say to you tonight, now more than ever, we need one another. Without each other, what does the text say we'll do? We will waver, prone to wander. Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. But with each other, we help one another to move forward, to hold fast with this hope that's in Jesus. You see, that's why God tells us right after that. He tells us, hold fast. But then he says, consider how we might stir up one another to love and good works. In other words, consider how to help each other hold fast. I've been called to hold fast to this hope in Jesus, and you have been called to help me do that, and vice versa. Now, I can easily do that eyeball to eyeball and elbow to elbow. Easily, right? You're right there. We're together. I can also do that from 6 feet apart. I can also do that from across the room. But as we've experienced over the past several months, it's hard to do that. Praise God that we've endured through it, but it's harder to do that from miles away and through a screen. God meant for us to be together. And again, I praise God for the virtual opportunities. I praise God for you who are watching right now by live stream. Praise God that you're able to come in and be with us. I know there's benefit to that. But the fullness of what God intended for you and for me is right here together. Together. Flesh and blood in each other's presence. That's why God said in verse 25 to not neglect meeting together. It's too important for your faith to neglect. It's too important for your brother or sister's faith to abandon. I need you to see that. I need to hear that. I need to see you and interact with you. I need to interact and talk and all the things that we do, right? We are social creatures. We're a community that God's called us to. And we are better together. We've heard that a lot, right? That's a biblical truth, that we are better together. And now more than ever, we have to grasp that and experience that. Now, of course, in the season that we're in, there needs to be carefulness. There needs to be precaution. The word is the governor is even going to bring out tomorrow some more precautions and other careful things that we need to follow and to help one another out. But don't think for a moment that the in-person gathering of the Church of Jesus Christ isn't essential to your well-being. And don't you dare let a politician tell you differently. One of my joys in life is being a beekeeper. And so every morning when it's warm enough there in my bee yard, a little worker bee and several of her sisters take flight. They head out to forage for nectar and pollen. They go and fly around all day long, and they don't stay going long. They keep coming back, bringing back to the hive all that they found, and then they light out again for some more. But by the evening, they are all gathered back together. Why is that? Why in the world don't those bees just head out and live life on their own? And the answer is because honeybees know well that they need each other. They need each other. And beloved, I say to you, I want to remind you this evening that you and I are very similar in that way, is that we need each other. Now more than ever, we need to gather together. Now more than ever, we are essential. The church, not the building, but the church, the gathered body of Christ, is essential. Now more than ever, we need to stir one another up to love, it says in the text here, and to good works. Now more than ever, there are people in this community who are lonely and discouraged and starving for hope. And you and I have the hope that we need. We've confessed that hope. Now more than ever, we need to share that hope. Now more than ever, this community right here in Bowling Green and Alverton and Scottsville needs to see Eastwood Baptist Church, an Eastwood Baptist Church that gathers and grows and goes until we geographically saturate this region and transform it for Christ. Now more than ever, we need to develop relationships to impact people for Christ. And now more than ever, people are open to it. Now more than ever, I know 2020's been a tough year. I know there's been frustrations at the church. We know that well. We wear it on our sleeves sometimes. But now more than ever, we need to dust off the frustrations of the past 2 years and push forward with our mission and vision. That has not ceased to be our calling. Now's the time not to lay down. Now is not the time to abandon the ship. Now more than ever, we must ring that good gospel bell, that good gospel dinner bell, and invite whosoever will come in and dine with Jesus. So Eastwood, I ask you this. Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to do this? I'm ready to do this. Now, more than ever.